5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for 5-Hour Tea at your local Circle K store.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And get ready, because this literally has never been done before in the history of Elevating Beyond. And first and foremost, I want to thank everyone. We have our Elevating Beyond audio and Elevating Beyond video podcast, both on iTunes now, crossing well over 2 million downloads in 37 different countries. Thanks to all of you. So keep it coming. You all are amazing. And remember, submit your reviews. When I see you submitting those reviews, we're picking out a different person each week based on those reviews on iTunes, and we're sending you out little surprises, autographed copies of my books, the comic book, Persevering the Wide Open Seas of Doubt. I even sent someone a huge surprise, our $300 Elevating Beyond in Business course. That's right. So keep them coming. And so what I'm doing today, and it's perfect timing because I'm actually getting ready to go to Bali. That's right. Taking a trip, a 24-hour flight to Bali with my family as a business owner of 11 years plus. With our 5 kids, we're going to Bali. I'm going to be unplugged completely from everything, from my company, from the podcast, from Dreamshine, from my team members. And I talk about the seasons of the grind, the seasons of sacrifice. And it's so important at different levels how to get to where you're able to do these things. Because as I always say, family's part of the grind. So it's perfect for today's show. I was a guest on my man from Australia, Dr. T, his podcast, It's No Secret with Dr. T. His podcast kicks butt. He's been a guest on my show. He's a best-selling author. He just had my man, John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire on his show. And I had the honor of being interviewed by him. And I talked to him, I'm literally just going to let my interview I did on his show play through. Because a lot of times you guys don't hear me being interviewed on these shows. And I've been on hundreds of them. And this was one of the best ones that I've done. I had such a great conversation with my man, Dr. T. He's built his business from the ground up successfully. He's had team members. He has a book. He's been through adversity. So we were really able to go back and forth. And his Australian accent makes it super awesome too. But we talk so much about things like not just a mission statement, but an action statement, a doing statement. We talked about the seasons of sacrifice. I dive deep into that as an entrepreneur. I talk about you need to be obsessed with what you're doing, but you also need to be aware of when you're doing too much. I'm going to get into how you really balance and manage that tension, how to look back over it over a year and get the right perspective, because there's no perfect balance. But this is a perfect time because as a leader, where much is given, much is required. and everyone's watching you, whether you like it or not. As the leader, everyone's watching you. They really are. And actions speak louder than words. So I'm all about the grind. But if you're never showing them that you spend any time with your family and make intentional time for your family, then they're going to think that that's what it takes to be successful. So it's important that you show them all the different things. I even have a thing with my team that they know I have once a week blocked out. I go to lunch with my wife. Nothing else can be scheduled in at that time. These things are important to show the team the importance of everything, the rounded life. So I'm just going to let this play out. My interview on Dr. T's awesome show, It's No Secret. Check out his podcast and enjoy.
You change up your strategy, but you're not making like a plan B. You're still going after that same North Star. But you readjust, you realign along the way. And something I always say is you have to go through terrible on the way to becoming great.
Do you want to earn more, work less, and enjoy what you do each day? It's no secret, it can be done. This podcast with Dr. T will not only educate and inspire you, it will also teach you how to do more and be more with the time you already have. It will be like a shot of adrenaline straight into the heart of your business. Here is your host, Tyson Franklin.
Hi, I'm Tyson Franklin, and welcome to this week's episode of It's No Secret with Dr. T. Now, I have a special guest with me today. His name is Mark Menard. Now, he's a best-selling author of a book called The Story of You. He also is another podcast host, because I love having podcast hosts on here. His podcast is called Elevating Beyond, and he also is the CEO of a business called Dreamshine, which we will touch on shortly. Mark, how are you doing?
Tyson, how are you? It's an honor to be here. This is great. I love it. It's more than an honor to be here. You know, I've been watching you over the past year plus doing your 365-day challenge, and I always am so excited when you're doing it and talking about Elevating Beyond. And I remember talking to you, and you were getting ready to take that leap of faith and start your show. And I'm like, if anyone needs to start a show, it's you. I'm like, you've listened to like everything that's out there over the past year, so you know what sucks and what's good. Like, you've got all the information, the business background. So I love it. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to be here with all your awesome listeners.
No, thank you very much. Yeah, it is one of those things. When I did that walking challenge, and that's every year I come up with a word that I focus on for the year. And this year it's called connection. And
nice.
It's funny, and the way I came up with that was because I did that walking challenge and I connected with just so many cool people by listening to the podcast and then connecting with them afterwards, such as yourself, and then you build this friendship up over a period of time.
That's right. That's right. Connection. As you meet more like-minded people and go out of your comfort zone, you find more people that are out of their comfort zone too. And like, phenomenal attracts phenomenal, you know, and that's what I like a lot about this industry is it seems from my experience mostly to be a lot of givers. A lot of people like to help each other and share and stuff too, which I think is cool.
Yeah. And I sometimes think when you're a small business owner, you think you're alone and you think all the problems that you have are just yours and nobody else is going through the same thing. But what you touched on before,
yes,
when you said there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there and everybody is most of them are givers. So if people are having problems with their business, just go and find some other small business people, because most people will give you advice if you ask for it.
Exactly. Or find shows like this. I mean, I love that. I'm happy to talk. I love talking about small business because I know from having my company, from building it from the ground up, there was a point in time, Tyson, where I was like, I felt so isolated and alone, and like there was no one else. They say leadership is a lonely island, but it doesn't have to be. Now, a lot of times you are in isolation, and the buck stops here. We're accountable for everything. We carry a lot of weight, you know, where much is given, much is required. But now we live in a day and age where you can listen to podcasts, you can connect with other people that are going through, or they can talk about things that you've been through. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not insane. Like, they made it through it. That means I can too, you know? And I remember when I first started hearing things like that from Entree Leadership and Dave Ramsey and his team and stuff some years ago, that's what really got me so much more interested in taking it to a whole other level with speaking and podcasting and having a book on top of having a company. Kind of similar to how you had your company. Ours are different, but in a way they're the same in the way they were structured.
Yeah, and that's funny because, like we were talking about, yeah, with small business people, where yeah, and they think they're alone, and yeah, tuning into podcasts, whether it's this one or it's your podcast, Elevating Beyond, it's one of those things. There's so much information out there that you can take on board that was not available. Yeah, especially 30 years ago when I first started out in business myself, you'd probably find exactly the same thing. Information is so much more accessible today.
It is. It is. And also, I always tell everyone, beware of, because of that, there's two sides to that. The good side is there's good information like Tyson's phenomenal show and the stuff that you're sharing with your listeners. And you have actual experience as a host, but you're not just a podcast host. You've built your company from the ground up successfully and sold it over years. You know about everything, leadership. And then the flip side of that is there's a lot of people out there that have hit a high level social media status, and some are speakers, some I met are best-selling authors, and they're sharing advice from not actually having done it. And that's okay if you're like a Malcolm Gladwell type. You know, he studies kind of like Napoleon Hill, like what makes other people successful, and shares that. But when you claim to be like you, like when people ask you in Q&A and you start like BSing, oh, the answer to that is it's when to fire someone. Oh, there's five main principles always that you look at. And I'm like, what a bunch of crap. Like, yeah, I'll look at those. But then there's, what if they do this? Well, what if they do a false lawsuit on you? What? And that's where you have to really make sure to do the best you can to make sure the person has fruits and validation to prove that they've had success in the area that they're teaching you.
Well, you spoke about that on a podcast about a week ago. It was your most recent episode that's online at the moment. I can't remember the name of the title, but it was about a week ago, and you touched on that. And that was one of the points I shared in the video that I shot for my 365-hour walking challenge.
That's
and
right.
It was that specific point, and I went, "Wow, that!" I hear people so often talk about a book that they've read, or they'll talk about a speaker. Or they might be getting coaching from a particular business organization. And I go, and I know these people, and go, they have no qualifications whatsoever or experience to be talking about that. They're just really good at talking about it. But if you actually ask them a specific question, tell us how you actually applied that in your business, they'll go,
yes.
Oh, and that's when they fall to pieces, because they've never actually had a successful business, but they're really good at talking about it.
That's what separates that honestly became my whole inspiration, Tyson, to put on. I still do speaking events and stuff, like people hire me, but that's what made me want to put on Elevating Beyond in Business, which I did last year. I'm going to do each year. Is I gathered, yes, like they were best-selling authors and speakers and stuff, but they were all people who I had met through my show that I knew had built their companies from the ground up over decades. And the majority of what we did when we talked, we each did like a 20-minute talk, but then we did 2 full hours where the four of us sat up there on stools and did a full-blown Q&A where people could ask us anything about anything. And all four of us would each answer from our own perspective of how we've addressed those issues. And I knew, And that's what my dream was. That's what I wanted. I wanted to be challenged. And I knew the people that I brought in, had to have that. If they hadn't really done it, you can't just wing that stuff. You can't hit a certain point. And the outcome of it was so phenomenal. And I'm excited to keep doing it each year. And that's where we build a course out of it and everything. And because sometimes, like, there's things we've been through, Tyson, over time we've got used to it. So it feels like, oh, that's kind of common sense to us now. But to someone else, it's brand new. And we forget about that. And then so when people ask you different questions, it challenges you to dig in and remember what you went through to answer those. And that's where you can help people out more. And that was I love that.
It's one of those things. I think we forget, when you've been in business for so long, how much you actually have in your head and how much you can share if people ask the right question. And a lot of times it comes back to them asking the right question in the first place. But you mentioned the course that you have. What's the name of that course you actually have at the moment? Because I'll put a link to it in the show notes.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's really cool. It's my own course, but that's was the whole thing behind it. Is I got together, like, the three other speakers, they would normally charge like $25,000 an hour, which is their speaking rate. And most people can't afford that. Yeah. Even most small businesses can't afford that. Even a lot of large businesses won't. But what I figured was, we would do this, and I got to know them well enough so they were able to, you know, the power of connections. They all did it for free. And we help each other out and things like that. And then what I had was this really cool setup, and I had an awesome – I invested so much in the camera crew there, because the way I looked at it is they've done work for the Discovery Channel and stuff. And I'm like, we're going to be able to take this content and build a course out of it. And it's not like some cheesy – of course, it's so cool. It's called Elevating Beyond and elevatingbeyondinbusiness.com. I'll give you the link for the show notes too for anyone. And I have some special bonuses and stuff. But it's awesome, because, like you and I were saying, as business owners or wanting to start a company, this is 100% real talk that we give. And you don't have to go through, like, you can do it from your phone, you can do it from your computer, and it also comes with a massive action guide, but you don't have to go in any order. That was the way I designed it. You can just click on a topic, like the Q&A, and it says, like, when, why, and how to fire someone. And you hear all four of us answer, or how do I make my marriage work when I'm running a business? And you hear all four of us answer, or how do I create more revenue when I'm in debt? And like, you can just pick, and that's the way I wanted it to be. So people, like, at any level could go through it. And then also, when people get the course, one of the bonuses I've been offering for a little while is I allow them into, like, my private community, which normally is my mastermind that's $350 a month. But what I'm doing now is, with getting the course, they're getting full access to that without paying that fee, because I also feel – because I want to help as many people as possible, honestly. And I love the idea of, when sometimes people get the course and stuff, but then they need to be able to follow up with other like-minded people in the group, including myself, and then get – and even it takes having other like-minded people to help hold you accountable and stuff too. And so then you have that unity within the group, and that takes it to a whole other level.
No, I love the idea. I love the way that you were talking about how you have the course structured, because, like, I'm always doing something online, and I like doing online courses myself, but I find sometimes the structure of them annoys me a little bit, where there might be 12 segments to it and I must go through 7, 8, 9 before I can even get to 10. So I like the idea. I can look at your course, go, that's where I need help right now. I can go to that area, look at that particular part, and then move on to something else, and then complete the course in my own time, my own pace, and what's actually interesting me at the time. So, and that sort of relates to sort of, like, Elevated Beyond, and your, like, I love your mission statement, which is, like, I love the way you do your introduction. It's a two-word statement: change lives.
That's right. That's what it's all about. And, you know, change lives, change the world one mindset at a time. That's how we do it.
No, I think it's a simple mission statement. And I think it's something that a lot of small business people, they've heard about. They need to have mission statements in their own business. They don't need to be complicated to actually have a lot of impact. So if you've been told you need to have a mission statement for your business, is it the most important thing? There's a lot of other no, it's not.
well, also I say instead of a mission statement, I'm much more interested in your doing statement, because you can have, it's kind of like a business plan. You can have the most beautiful, eloquent thing written down and spend 10 years writing a mission statement, but there's companies that have been really fraudulent and their mission statement was like integrity and communication and helping, and they're not doing any of those things. So it's good to have a mission statement, but you know, don't over, sometimes you just keep doing, and then along the way, like we, even with Dreamshine and stuff, we've changed our mission statement and revised it over the years, but what you actually do is going to speak louder than what's written on your mission statement over time. You know what I mean? And it's good to have it and get the whole team and explain to them about everything too, but don't dwell on that so much. And other people do it too, Tyson, will ask me like, how do I find my why? How do I find what I'm, and I'm like, you just keep doing and follow your gut, and along the way, you'll keep finding different purposes through different seasons in life. But if you sit there and dwell and obsess and feel like you have to be forced to find your purpose, then you're not going to find it that way. At least that hasn't been my experience.
Yeah, especially this time of year, like we're doing this recording now in January, and it's this time of the year when people are talking about goal setting and planning and what's your why and what drives you and what's your purpose. And one bit of advice I was given by somebody once, which I thought was fantastic, is if you don't know what it is that you want, write down a list of things that you don't want and then just do the opposite. Do the opposite until you really figure it out. So
I love that.
Yeah. So, do you want to, not have your own home? What are all the things you do not want? And then just do the opposite, and eventually your purpose will sort of will come from that. I thought that was a good way to start, and that's pretty much how I kick things off.
Yeah, and with goals and stuff too, and I always say to everyone, you know, don't allow the new year to, for some people I say don't make any new goals. You need to finish your freaking goals from last year that you haven't finished yet. Some of them you need to finish that have rolled over from 2 years. Keep onward with that. You know, don't just, it's just another day in the calendar. So it's good to, you know, I think it's good each year to kind of assess and look back and look at what worked, what didn't work, and re-strategize and stuff. But you also definitely need to be doing that ongoing. And I've seen a lot of people use it as an excuse to give up some of the goals that they could have succeeded in that would have taken probably 5 years. And you know, and it's like, well, not just because it's a new year, like some, and also goals, Tyson, I talk about too, it's make sure you have them in business, finances. If you have a family, have them in family, have them in your marriage, have them in your health, have them in all areas of life too. Because it all matters.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because I think sometimes when they're talking about goals, it's all about what do I want to achieve this coming year, not realizing, okay, what does our family want to achieve? And looking at, you know, more than just one aspect of your life, not just your life. Business is important, but it's not your whole life. And if you just focus on that and nothing else, you could let a lot of other things slip by.
Well, exactly. I mean, and I know you've heard me talk about it, the seasons of sacrifice. And there was a time where I made a goal. I met with my wife and I talked about, I intentionally put on my calendar and blocked off we would meet for lunch once a week. And I love my wife, don't get me wrong at all, but I can get obsessed in my work, which I think you have to have actually an obsession if you want to be successful. But you also have to have enough self-awareness to be like, oh, crap, I need to be making a goal to whatever it is for you. For me, it was start taking my wife out to lunch each week. And I had my admin assistant block that off of my calendar. I also told my whole team, like, if you see me here at Dreamshine on Thursday at this time, like, say, Mark, get your butt out of here. You should be at lunch with your wife, so they could help hold me accountable too. And I think it's good that, you know, as the leader, as the owner, everyone's watching you. So if you're showing that all you care about is work, 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 and you don't care about your marriage, you're modeling to them that that's what success is. And, you know, don't get me wrong too, Tyson, there's times where you do have to work, 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 and you are going to have a talk with your wife and say, look, for these next months, I'm going to be grinding nonstop, or else we're not going to be able to put food on the table. But it's a season of sacrifice, and you let them know it's not going to be like this forever. You know, it's that ongoing communication that's so important.
My wife constantly reminds me that I need to work on my communication a little bit better.
Yes.
And it's because I might all of a sudden be busy, for example, doing podcasting, and I will get up very early in the morning because most of the people I'm talking with, like yourself, are in the United States or in another country.
Yeah.
So I'm out of bed sometimes 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock. I'm in here, and then then all of a sudden I'll go out afterwards and go, gee, could you have made any more noise while I was doing the recording? And she goes, geez, wouldn't it have been good if you had told me that's what you were doing?
How does that work out for you? Have you ever got the copy thrown in your face?
It never works out well. Yeah. There's one thing I've worked out. Don't try and cannot win a losing battle. Yeah. You know? So, and the thing is, most of the time, and I'd say 99 times out of 100, and hopefully my wife is not listening to this particular episode, she is correct. She is right. I'm the one that is not communicating what it is that I'm doing next. I just assume everybody in the house understands that daddy has to work today.
There's no perfect, like you said, and it's a lifelong journey. You know, the point is that you make sure you care, and you want to always be getting better at it too. We're never going to be perfect, but we're always growing. We're always learning, and we always have areas that we can be better in. But, you know, you just have to have that self-awareness. And it's the same. I've seen some people also that it's great that they're so involved in their family with their wife and their kids, but then they're not giving their company enough attention and their company's falling apart. And I'm like, well, dude, you're going to have to work in your company more. Like, you got to balance the tension in each area, or else you're not going to be able to feed your family if you're not putting in all those hours there too. And it's like, and it's always, you have different demands in each area for at different seasons. And then you got to go work more and more of the company. And then, oh crap, I need to spend more time with my kids. I need to spend more time with my wife. I need to spend more time in the company. Oh, I need to spend more time in my health. So you're always working on all these different things. And it's never a perfect 25% in each area.
Yeah, I agree. Because sometimes people will have that, they call it the life wheel, and they say, how balanced are you? And even though I think over a year period, that life wheel should be quite balanced, you know, whether it's your
good point,
your physical health, you know, your social health, you know, your business, your family, your spiritual health, if you look, sure, at all those areas, over a year, I think they should be balanced.
That's a good point, over a year.
Yeah, at any given time, it is impossible to have that perfect balance, because sometimes your business, your company needs your attention. Other times, if you've got a family member that really needs your attention, whether it's through illness, school holidays, yeah, my daughter needs more attention during school holidays, and I have to give it to her.
Sure.
So,
sure.
But when it's not school holidays, all of a sudden, bang, I know I can focus on my business and what I'm doing next a lot more. So
that's right.
But I think over a year period, that life wheel should get some sort of balance. If you get to the end of the year and it has been all work and no play, I don't think it's good for you, and then not good
You're
for
right.
your health either.
No, that's I love that. There are seasons of sacrifice in each area, but that's almost like should piggyback off Zig Ziglar's wheels, like this is the way it should look like, but what people think is each day, and it's like, oh, no, like reevaluate it over a year, and it should be pretty close to that. And then if it's not, just then say, oh, crap, I only gave like 10% to my marriage. It looks like this year, like I need to make sure that's what people should be doing going into each year, is like I'm going to make sure I'm more intentionally evening that out with my marriage and stuff too. Or like you said, taking a vacation. I took a full month and we went to Africa, where my wife's from Sierra Leone. And that was the first time I had taken that much time off from owning my company, I think after 8 years. And I had built my team, I had built my leadership, and I was able to pretty much completely unplug for a full month. And they had one emergency line to get a hold of me. And the coolest part was, and it's possible, I had got my team to set to such a great level in the leadership that they only had to call me one time over the full month. And while I was gone, they didn't just get by. They actually like kicked butt and even like implemented more. Like I came back to like them. They had even taken things to another level. And that as like a leader, as an owner, like that's like what it is all about, is to be able to get your team and the leadership so bought in that those things are possible. You know, I can't go on a month vacation like that, like every other month at this point in time anyway.
Not right now, but soon.
But it was good. But I learned, you know, you can build the right systems and it takes time, but it's possible. And your team can be bought in. And they knew I was there and they still loved everything about what we were doing. They knew I loved them and they were like crushing it while I was gone. And that just was that was such an awesome thing. And I realized how badly I needed to unplug. And what a lot of us business owners, you know, we get so busy, is we don't realize that when we do that, our head gets so crammed with stuff. And by taking that time off, it was like all this junk got removed out of my brain, and I had more space when I came back to allow more stuff in my brain. And actually, it was when I came back that I started writing my book, my first book, The Story of You, and started the podcast. And it was after that, from taking that time off, that like opened up the space in my brain to take it to another level.
What you said then just reminds me of why a lot of people, you know, business owners that have been successful, and when we all talk with each other, why we have so much in common. Because you're telling that story and I'm going, what were you following me? It's because like this year is our, you know, 20th wedding anniversary. So, nice. So it was 20 years ago, we had our honeymoon. You know, I had my business, had it for a few years, and we had a honeymoon and we went away for 8 days. That was the longest I'd ever taken any time off after about 10 years of working, was this 8 day period. Over that 8 day period, I came back and my business was almost destroyed. it was just,
wow.
They had made next to nothing. But back then I didn't understand anything about systems.
Yeah.
It was just I had a business, I had some staff there. I said, hey guys, just look after things while I'm gone. And they didn't look after things because they really were never taught how to do it. Anyway,
you
15 or so years.
Set the right systems. Yeah.
Nothing.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. So then I developed systems over a number of years. So then it was 2013. So going back about 5 years ago, I took a 3 week holiday and I was panicking, like, because in my head, last time I took a break, my business almost got destroyed 15 years before that.
Yeah.
So, but I'm thinking, okay, I've got systems in place now. My business is 10 times bigger than what it is. I've got better staff. They're trained. Everyone knows what they're doing. I took the 3 week holiday. I came back and nothing changed. It probably ran at, you know, maybe 90% of what it probably would have had been there. But I had a 3 week holiday.
Sure.
With my wife and daughter. We went to Disneyland, and I don't know who was having more fun at Disneyland, my daughter or myself. But but all of a sudden it made me realize that, wow, I could do this more often. So then the following year, and we went to Fiji.
Nice.
And I had no internet connection for 8 days. And it was the most relaxing holiday I've ever had in my life. Now, I take holidays quite often because I know that once you have things set up, you can walk away and you've got to trust that your team knows what they're doing. Because if you don't give yourself that break, you're going to burn out and you're going to die early.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the flip side of that, it's good for people to know, because some people misconstrue and think, oh, if I'm a business owner, I'm going to have all the free time in the world. And it's like, well, wait. For the first few years, don't expect, like, in the first few years of my company, if I took a vacation, I was still working like 90% of that. I'd be on the computer, I'd be back and forth on phone calls. So we were on a vacation, but I was working still 90% of the time. And it takes time to build those systems. But yeah, you have to. It's so important that you take some time off. It's possible. And honestly, what I wish I would have done earlier was start learning more from other people, like podcasts, courses, books, events, from those that have been where I wanted to go, and realize, like, because I could have leveled up from that. It was when I really started getting more involved from those that I saw were winning in their company and their marriage and their family and just in their health, that it's possible, and applying their strategies and then putting my own style on it. And that started taking me to a whole new level.
Oh, I like what you said then about putting your own style on it too. Yeah. To me, it's, a lot of people, they will tend to go into business for themselves. And this is just what I've seen from experience, because they work for someone and they go, you know what, I think I'm smarter than them. I think I can do it better. In fact, I think they're an idiot. So they decide to set up their own business. And then what they find is when they start working for themselves, instead of working for an idiot, they're now working for a lunatic who makes them work 12, 14-hour days. They're only getting paid $5 an hour.
Sometimes not even that. Sometimes it's like negative money an hour.
Yeah, sometimes nothing. But what they do, they wonder why they struggle, is because they've learned how to do something a certain way and they try and become a carbon copy of it. And everybody knows a carbon copy is never as good as the original.
No.
So they need to take what they've learned and they need to give it that little twist and make it their own. Do something that makes their business a little bit more unique. But I also think, when you said they need to be listening to podcasts, they need to be reading books, you need to be spending money and investing in yourself. And if you don't have a business coach, find one. Because to me, that's the fastest way to get from point A to point B, is to have a business coach. No football team wins the grand final without having a coach. It's that simple.
Yeah. No, you need to connect with people that have been where you want to go. And then also you have to have that self-awareness enough to know, okay, this is great wisdom they're giving me. I can apply this, but that part they're saying, I get it, but I'm still going to do it my own way in this area. And I even tell people that too, like everything I teach in my everything, speaking courses, my book, I'm like, this is how I've done it. These principles work for me. Like, take what works for you out of them. But I would never say this is the only way to do it. Like, take it and then be you. And the same thing goes from a coach and stuff too. But it's so important. You connect with a great coach that's people ask me about coaching a lot. I do it only on a case by case basis. I don't really openly advertise for it because I have so much going on, and I'll take maybe 5 to 6 clients a year, because I'm going to focus so much time and invest with them and make sure they're getting those results. You know, it's really important. It's not just like, when you really care about something, you always want to over deliver. But I agree with you 100%.
And coaching too. It's when you're coaching other people or mentoring other business people, it's hard work. And it's mentally draining, but it's also, you want to see them get results. It's not about the money. It's about them getting results. Because I've had people who, I've been doing mentoring and coaching with, who haven't listened to any of my advice, and I've been the one who's actually pulled the pin and just said,
I've done that before too.
I'm not going to keep taking your money if you're not going to And it's not like you said, I don't want you to do exactly what I'm telling you. I'm giving you advice in different areas. Now you need to apply that to your business and see how that works. So a football coach, for example, might say to, and we'll use American football because everyone knows what a quarterback is. So I speak both languages, Australian and American. And,
I love it.
But in Australia, that would be, say, a halfback in a football team. They're the pivotal part of that team. Now, they might train all week with the coach. They might go through game plans. The coach might have trained them for years, and they know what's expected in the next play. However, you don't know exactly what the other team's going to do. So if they pivot in a different spot to where you were planning when you've done all these moves, the halfback or quarterback needs to make a split decision right there and then of what slight adaptation are they going to do to still fulfill the plan that they'd actually put in place.
I
think that's where business owners, if they have a business coach, take the game plan, but you're going to modify the game plan based on that client that actually walks through the door, because every person is different, and you can't have a scenario for every single thing that's going to happen.
Yeah. You have to have the courage to follow your gut. I actually had an NFL player that was recently on my show, and he said some of his few regrets were when he was on the field, and even though the play was the way the coach said, they did everything right, like by the book, in his gut, he could see the way they were moving. He's like, oh, I know that looks like the running back is switching. He's going to be going to the left. If I move and do that, I'll sack the quarterback. But he's like, I'm going to play it safe and do it the way I was told. And he said every time his gut was right when he didn't follow it. And that was, and so that's the thing. You got to have the courage to listen to your coach, do the training, do what they say, but also have that certain instinct to follow your gut. And that means you're going to take the risk that sometimes you're going to be wrong when you follow your gut. But I've learned it takes courage to do it, Tyson. And 9 times out of 10, our gut is really more powerful than we think, because it's built off what we've learned over the years. You know, there's a lot to say about following your gut.
Yeah, and that's the difference too, whether it's business or whether it's sport. The difference between the champions that really stand out and get all the success are the ones that are able to make those split decisions, like you were talking about, the NFL football player, that he knew what probably was going to happen. If he'd followed his gut, he could be one of these people that was on every second magazine around the world.
Yeah.
But instead, no, he went the safe play and went, you know what, I'm just going to go through the motions, because then I won't get my butt kicked by the coach afterwards because I followed the play. Whereas if I did the other thing, I'll tell you a funny story. When I was in my final year of high school, we had a football game. It was a draw. We could have taken a penalty goal and evened it up. And all of a sudden I said, just give me the ball. I'm going to score a try. I said, I've noticed a couple of lazy forwards, which are the big fellas. I said, I'm going to take a tap. No, this is rugby league.
Oh, rugby. Nice.
Yeah. So this is rugby. So I went, okay. I tapped the ball. I said, I told them what I'm going to do. I'm going to run across the field right. I'm going to do this massive big right foot step. I'm going to cut right through the middle of these lazy forwards. Then I'm going to veer to my left, take a big left foot step, go around the fullback, and I'm going to score under the post. And everyone just went, you're an idiot. I said, you know what? I'm the captain. I'll do what I damn well want. So I took the ball. You would have sworn the other team knew the script. It went perfectly, scored the try, we won the game. Yeah, I got all these accolades. Yeah, it was fantastic. Anyway, 3 years later, we're at university. Same field. And same scenario. And I went up to the team, and I wasn't captain, but I went up to the captain and said, I have just had a vision. I've been here before. I know exactly what to do. Give me the ball. I'm going to win this game for you. He went, yep, not a problem. Gave me the ball, took a tap, ran to the right, lazy forwards, took a big right foot step, and I got smashed. Got absolutely hammered. I dropped the ball. They picked it up, ran the length of the field. They scored and won the game.
You know, I love that. I don't love that happened to you, but I love
it hurt.
That reality. Because here's the truth. And the thing is, a lot of people don't see the losses or the time. So they think like, they falsely assume all these successful business owners just always have the gut to make the right call. But what they don't realize is, no, there's tons of times they've screwed up from that. But also, you still have to keep having the courage to move forward and be willing to still follow your gut, because then when you do succeed, you're going to have those higher levels of success. And that's why there's no such thing as luck either. It's not easy. It takes courage, and you're going to get smashed sometimes, and sometimes you're going to make that big play. That's the way it works.
That's the funny part about that particular story was, as I'm lying there on the ground, trying to become conscious again, one of the big forward who hit me walks up to me, puts his hand out to lift me up off the ground. Oh, that's good sportsmanship. And as he lifts me off, he said, "You fooled me once, but you're not fooling me twice. You did that to me 3 years ago." So the guy that I stepped around where I scored the try 3 years ago knew. He knew exactly what I was going to do. So ooh, in business, I think, that. Yeah, if you keep doing the same thing.
He followed his gut.
Yeah, he followed his gut. He thought, okay, I've seen this guy before. I knew exactly what he did. He made me look like an idiot.
Yeah. He said,
I reckon he's going to do the same thing. And I did, ooh, thinking this was going to be brand new. Nobody else has seen this before. And he knew exactly what I was going to do, and he absolutely flattened me. But it was a really good, but the good thing with it, it didn't stop me from ever taking risks out in the football field again. I would never did that one again.
Changed it up a little bit, but you still.
Well, I followed my gut, but I think in business you need to do the same thing. You need to follow your gut, but you also got to realize too, your opposition might be watching what you're doing. If you keep duplicating the same thing, they're going to know you move, and they're already sort of going to counteract it.
That's true. That's true. That's why it's a lifelong journey. And you win from those, you lose from them, and you keep moving forward. And you take the wisdom you can out of it. Sometimes it's just random, and there's no wisdom to get from it other than just keep moving onward. Sometimes, like you said, as a coach and stuff, you know, to all the listeners and people you've dropped, you have to be willing. Like, can you handle the truth? You have to be willing to have the coaches or someone that has been where you want to be that can see something that's not working and be able to handle and drop your pride and say, crap, you're right. I do need to fix that, because no one can, you know, make you do that but you. Everyone can give the best advice they can, but you can save yourself a lot of pain and stuff if you just will listen and be coachable. It's a huge thing.
Yeah, and I don't think any business person has ever become successful without making numerous mistakes.
Absolutely.
But learning from them and making slight changes. And how you do something the first time. I read a quote the other day. You don't throw your fruit bowl out because the fruit's bad. You throw out the fruit, you keep the fruit bowl. So if you've got a plan that you want to take your business from here to there, and what you're doing isn't necessarily working, we'll throw the fruit out, but keep the bowl. It doesn't mean the whole plan has to change. It might just mean some of the contents of that plan needs to be modified slightly.
That's right. You know, and as we're, this has been awesome. As we're getting closer here, that's such a great point of a takeaway. I love to tell people that same thing is you change up your strategy, but you're not making like a plan B. You're still going after that same North Star, but you readjust, you realign along the way. And something I always say is you have to go through terrible on the way to becoming great. And most people don't want to go through terrible. Well, no one enjoys going through terrible. But if you want to be great, you have to go through sucking at it first. and you know what I mean? And persevere through that. And grow from it, and then you become great. A lot of people falsely think, oh, they just had talent. That's not true. They were terrible. I mean, you listen to the audio and the record of my first podcast. I had no idea. It sounded terrible. I had no idea what I was doing before it had millions of downloads some years later. But I listen to that now. I'm like, ugh, like I shrug at it. But my heart was there, and I believed in the message I was sharing, and that kept pushing me forward too.
Well, that's what I've noticed with podcasting, with a lot of people on social media. Those that have been successful, even in business, it's the ones that don't quit. As long as you keep going and don't quit, you're gonna outlast everybody else. Now, I can't believe we've been talking for well over 40 minutes. I have one final question for you. I ask this question to everybody as my like final question.
Sure.
It's Monday morning. Somebody's listened to this podcast, and they're on the way into work. It's Monday morning. What's the one thing that you would tell them that as a small business owner that they should do first thing Monday morning when they walk into work, over and above anything else?
You know, I like to, make sure you smile and be, if you're walking in and you have a team, say hi to everyone and smile and show that you actually care and say good morning and stuff. And also something I do too is we can be so caught up in everything that we have ahead of us and all the weight on our shoulders. And one thing I do to start the week off is I say, you know what, like, I don't have to be here. I get to be here, and be grateful for it. Be grateful that you have a company that you get a run that you're starting, and just look at it and look at, wow, yes, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm so much further than when I started. And it's a beautiful thing, and start it off with some intentional gratitude.
I think that is a perfect way to start a Monday morning. So before we go, we were talking before I pressed record about a graphic novel or the book, something that you have online on Kindle that you want to share with everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So it's awesome. What I have been working on for a while is I wrote a story. It was a blog, and it was different than all my other ones. And it was like a parable. It's called Persevering in the Wide Open Seas of Doubt, a Parable of Entrepreneurship. And then I got an illustrator, and it's about a guy going after his treasure. And you can just feel it in the story. It just nails it for when you go through that, like, in between doubt. And my bigger dream was always to have it like an illustrated graphic novel, like a really cool comic book that's made for entrepreneurs, and they could just have it and flip through it. And over the years, I got an amazing illustrator. We did this project together, and now it's available. People can grab it on Amazon and stuff, but something special that I want to offer to your listeners is we're going to have a link. I'll give you all the information that you can put in the show notes or whatever, that I'll be able to give them a free version that they can download. And just the Kindle version alone is normally $10 because everything was hand-drawn. So I'm going to give you that link so your listeners can all get a free copy of that. And it's really cool. It's like a must-have for every entrepreneur.
No, that'd be awesome. And I'll definitely make sure that link is in the show notes when this goes live. And it's probably a perfect book too to introduce even to younger people who, who still, like, not every adult reads comic books. I like them, but but it's probably a good introduction too for people who are a little bit younger who are still, they're actually reading other comic books.
Yeah, yeah, it could go either way. You know, I don't even personally read comic books that much either. I just love the idea of bringing the graphics and just bringing it to life at a whole other level. So, yeah, people at all different ages, it's really cool. They'll love it.
Well, I want to thank Mark for being on It's No Secret with Dr. T today. Now, normally I would have an outro and I would have said goodbye to Mark, and Mark would have told me how much he enjoyed being on the show, but due to technical difficulties, something went wrong with the recording right towards the end. And now, what are technical difficulties? My chubby fingers pushed the wrong button and I accidentally deleted the ending. So, I'm sorry about that, Mark. I'm sure you've done it yourself on your own podcast and you understand. So, I just wanted to cover 3 points that I took away from this conversation today. First one was learn from what others have done, but make sure the people that you're learning from have actually done it. It's not just all theory. The second thing is, if you can't find your why, just keep doing. Follow your gut and your purpose will eventually come. I thought that was an awesome tip. And the third thing I took away from this talk with Mark today, or this conversation, was seasons of sacrifice. You know, we know that we have to spend time at work and we need to spend time with the family. And you can't do a perfect balance week by week, but over a year, there should be that definite balance between the two. And you've got to just learn to communicate. Make sure your family is aware when you have work commitments, and make sure your work is also aware when you have family commitments. And if you're actually taking time off, you need to have that mental downtime. Now, if you want to connect with Mark, you can find him on Instagram and LinkedIn and also Facebook. Just remember, on Instagram, it's Mark_Munnard. That's the easiest way to find him. And just a reminder, his podcast is called Elevating Beyond, and his book is titled The Story of You, Transforming Adversity into Adventure, Taking Your Dreams to the Next Level and Beyond. It's a damn good read, and I recommend you get yourself a copy. Now, next week's guest is Travis Chappell, and we're going to be talking about networking, and more specifically, building your network. Now, Travis hangs out in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he is really, really switched on when it comes to actually building networks and connecting with people the right way. Here's a little snippet of what's coming up next week.
Here's some things that I want to happen. I want to, you know, meet a few people, or I want to build a friendship with 12 people, or I want to meet somebody else that does the same thing that I do, and I want to build a friendship with that person, or I just want to learn content from good quality speakers. Like, whatever your goal is, you should write out a list of goals that you want to accomplish at that conference, because clarity is where everything starts, right? If you don't have any clarity, then you're just a boat floating in the middle of the ocean and not going anywhere.
Now, I've been involved in networking for business for almost 30 years, and what I learned from Travis in 1 hour, there were so many little tips that I picked up from him that I'm thinking, I wish I had known about these 30 years ago, or even 10 years ago. Would have made a huge difference to my business and the way that I approach networking. So I definitely recommend tuning in to episode 26. Not saying that you shouldn't tune into the previous 25. Which brings me to the close of this episode. This is episode 25, which for me personally is a bit of a milestone. When I first kicked off episode 1, episode 25 seems so far away, but I can honestly say I've learnt so much producing the last 25 episodes, and it just reminds me, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you're always going to get better the more you're doing it, and as long as you don't quit, like Mark said, you stay in there for the long haul, you're going to make it in the end. When everybody else drops off, if you keep going, you will be there in the end. You will be the last person standing. So this brings me to the end of episode 25. And if you've enjoyed this episode and the previous episodes, and you happen to be hovering around on your podcast platform, whether it's iTunes, Player FM, Stitcher, I would love a review and a rating. But I'll leave that up to you. Not going to beg you for it. So I'm not here to really sell you anything, but I do want you to save the date. 17th and 18th of August, 2018, I'm going to be holding an event in Cairns, Communication, Persuasion and Influence. And my guest is going to be the one and only Dave Fries. He is one awesome guy. So just save the date in your diary. More details will be coming soon. Okay, have an awesome week at work. I know this show comes out on a Monday. If you listen to it Monday, I tell you right now, it's going to set you up well for the rest of the week. Okay, that's it from me, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.